This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. My next guest is he's like a ranger. He ranges far and wide. He also is off of a class. He just took a class. I don't even know how long it was. Like a week or something? I don't know. He's also an NRA board member and activist that, doesn't really know what the meaning of borders are when he starts going out and doing his trade. I am talking about a guy named Tim Knight. Good evening, sir.
Pleasure, Bill.
So what class did you take now? What were you involved in?
I was actually helping teach a class. It was an active response class. It's an offshoot of the FAFTER program from Ohio. And we use firearms instructors and EMTs to teach various aspects of basic defense and, if necessarily, offense, although you don't want to be an adult caught in a hallway with a firearm if you can help it in a school shooting situation unless you're law enforcement. But sometimes people are going to need to go if they don't have children or they have to do that. That's a risk they take. But also... And actually, the more important part after the deterrence and the training is that how to at least slow down some of the trauma that might happen, because they're not going to send in the EMTs until the SWAT has cleared the building. So keeping anyone alive who has been shot or otherwise hit. So we had some EMTs on showing people how to pack wounds and how to close, do chest seals, just enough to get people to start thinking about those things. It was really a class just like the FAFTER program is, to get you to start thinking that you need to know more and be prepared for it. This is just another gentleman who had done the FAFTER program and wanted to bring it to more people. And so I helped with the pistol portion, with all my certifications and whatnot. But then I just was a guinea pig and hauling around. And, we actually used, real pieces of meat, put holes in them and fake blood pumping through so that people, it sounds very gruesome, but teaching people how to pack wounds and seal chest seals and whatnot. It was of course, fascinating. Every time I see it, it is just how people take to it and the fact that you just show people that they can make a difference. It's pretty cool.
Well, that's much better than what we had to do in the military. In the military, when I was learning how to give IVs, my partner, he would be the guinea pig, and he would still be alive while I'd be giving him the IV.
Yeah, see, that's the thing.
Although we discovered that if you would just keep that constriction band on a lot longer than you should have to, get that vein to pop out, that it would also numb you, and then the IV is easy to work then. But anyway.
Way, way easier, of course.
Yeah. Now, I just had Rob Morris on, and he was just out of the Level 2 FAFTER program course that he just took. So everybody's training out there but me.
Yeah, and that the Level 2 FAFTER program is a lot about scenarios. A lot more about scenarios, and we spend a lot of time doing that here too. And that is just getting people again to open their eyes to things we've seen before and how to think about not necessarily what's directly in front of you, but as we all have had that time where we almost get into a car accident and we look at that telephone pole, people wonder why do so many people hit telephone poles? Because you're looking at it. And you don't necessarily take the time to, because your eyes and hands communicate really well, sometimes better than we'd like. But how to open up and stop and evaluate things, even in a pressure environment. And granted, this is going to make you an expert. None of these classes are going to make you an expert in it. But what it hopefully does is make it so that when you show up there, it's not the first time you started to think about these things. We hope they never happen in the first place.
Right.
But getting that to happen, and stopping and taking a moment, like as a training aid, what a lot of the programs like FAFTER, like this one, would do is they'll set up a scenario, but then they'll set things in the open, like a fake hand grenade or something that's like painted the wrong color and it's clearly not one, but you stop and say, what do you see? And then a lot of people rush in the room and want to solve problems. But, you know, you want them to stop and say, oh, I see a fake hand grenade. Right. Okay. Now you, we see that. Cool. Now continue. Just getting people to stop and not rush into it, because that's the we want to rush, but we have to be smart in our movements. So that's what all of these programs are supposed to do. And it's great to see the one in Ohio, the one in Colorado. It was a great program in Utah through some sheriff's departments, and the same in Texas and a couple of other states. So they're starting to grow, and the great part is that all these programs are kind of learning from each other, and that's really good. We want that.
When these people are doing the training and the movement and everything, are they moving solo or are they moving it with a partner?
Well, ideally, we'd, of course, all want a partner, but that the reality is that a teacher probably will be by themselves. You want that's that level two where you come back and say, okay, you learned this stuff last year and you did that. Now we got to start teaching you to communicate. The reality is that a teacher will probably be in the room by themselves, and administrators will probably have to move, and that would be kind of a more offensive thing. But clearing rooms and whatnot's not something that you need to do. It's, you know, go find kids and try and secure that. So it's usually solo. Clearing is something that even U.S. Marines, although they're awesome at it, as proven recently, they would prefer to call an F-18 and drop a bomb. They don't want to clear rooms. But in these situations, you know, we try and focus on the defense. But again, you may have an administrator in an office or a janitor or someone like that that has these responsibilities or rather has chosen to take them. And they're going to have to move to where they can protect children and do that. And that means that you're going to have to be in a hallway. And police officers now, and this isn't what every department does, but they have single officer entry. And they'll show up and immediately go inside. They're not going to wait for their team of four or SWAT. They're going to go in and try and solve it right away. And one adult meeting another adult in the hallway, you just hope that communication's there. And including local law enforcement in the plan is who some of these people are, or key words or safe words or things like that are encouraged. But again, that's interfacing with local law enforcement, which schools most definitely should do, and their school resource officers if they have them as a primary. So it's a continually growing thing. John Maloney in Ohio and those guys do great work. It's just good to see everyone pushing the boundaries of what's possible, because our kids are worth it.
We got a couple of minutes left before we move into the break, but I was asking Rob this. Why don't they supply some of these people, especially in the FASTER program, with some sort of identifier that will identify them from the back when law enforcement is coming in, to make sure they don't inadvertently get perforated in that high tent situation when the Rampage Killer is operating?
I will say this. There is a process. Don't want to share it, though. How about that? Does that make sense? There is a process. There's a way to identify staff, a couple of ways, with different things that they can wear and do that are hidden with their firearm, under their clothes or with their firearm, that allow them to mark. And I don't want to say more than that, because I really don't want to give away the process all these people have gone into. But that question has happened. Is there a way to identify these? And there are a couple of products that are used. I know that the NRA Security shared a couple a while ago, and I thought they were pretty cool, and I've seen some others. Church security groups have the same issue and are working on the same kind of things. So there are some products that help them identify, because like with churches, they'll rotate their security team. They control the perimeter, and they always travel in pairs in that case, and they work differently. Because they have to check the parking lot and all kinds of other things. But there are identifiers that they are using now, which are some of them really quite clever. So without giving away the recipe, it's some pretty clever stuff, and I'm rather encouraged to see people thinking outside the proverbial box. It's pretty cool.
Coming up on the first break, at this moment, there's nothing that Tim Knight would like you to do, except if you're not a member of the NRA, come and join the NRA. Because Tim spends his time at every show looking for every member, telling them, I work for you. We'll be right back. My guest is Tim Knight. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. I'm talking to NRA board member and all-around activist and shooting guy, Tim Knight. When you go to these classes, what kind of gun is your gun that you're shooting in the class?
I usually shoot a SIG 226 or a SIG 239. I am trying the SIG 320, and
right,
as soon as I have time, I'm well aware of the controversies, the build dates, et cetera, fresh on dates, but I have a SIG 239 I am going to, as they say, burn down. I'm going to run 1,000 rounds through it pretty quickly, almost immediately. I've magazined up, then I will trust that specific example as Bill it would be for any gun. I know it takes 1,000 rounds for me to trust it. So that's the plans.
Well,
I'm a student of the gun. I like to pick up stuff. I mean, HK, 1911. Gosh, sometimes we even pull out the World War One Luger. So, we have fun. That's what we do.
The now, why are you? And I'm just curious, simply because I go through these evolutions as a shooter. But I mean, now I know for you, for example, that you have been a SIG 226 kind of guy for quite some time. You like the hammer fired SIG design. I think the hammer fired SIG design is, I only know of two that I would carry, SIG being one.
Right.
CZ being the other. So,
yep.
In that company, is it just to try something new that you're looking at striker fired or,
I have Glocks and I have other things I shoot. I just, a lot more people that I'm coming in contact with are using striker fire guns. I mean, it's been a Glock world for a long time, but, I'm seeing other striker fire guns. So I'm just trying to become more of a student of that as well. I'm probably never going to give up my hammer guns, but I do like to be pretty more than familiar with stuff. So, I make the time to try new things. And there's nothing wrong with the Shield made by Smith & Wesson. They're fine guns. I had one, ran one pretty hard for a year. I didn't carry it, but I probably put 2,000 rounds through it. I actually had two of them. I put 2,000 rounds through one and 4,000 rounds through another. So they work. I like to try things. So we'll see. Yeah.
Well, I mean, the SIG 226, the record of the SIG 226 sort of speaks for itself in a lot of ways. So
yeah, it does. But the loudest sound in the world that you often hear people say is when a gun goes click when you need it to go bang.
Right.
I have never had, in my case, never had one of my 9mm 226s go not work. I did have a 226 and 40 that I was using just as a safe gun, never used it before, and something went wrong. SIG made it right away. But, again, that didn't pass my 1,000-round test. So everyone gets a 1,000-round test if I'm going to trust my life with it. Some people, it's 100 or 500 rounds. For me, it's 1,000. It just is. We're all different. That's fine.
I don't know. I think you have to have some sort of a number out there where you say, I feel good with this one. Because this happens to me all the time. I'll get a gun that I haven't shot yet, and I'll be like, am I going to carry this gun? And I haven't shot it. It'll be like some gun that, everybody's like, that's one of the best guns in the world, but I haven't shot it yet.
Yeah, and that's the thing. This last weekend, some guy, and it was, you always pick up stuff as you go. One of my big things that I'm always astute is someone said, and I probably heard this before, but he reminded me, said, guns are like shoes. We all like them, but they all fit differently for all of us. Some people have shorter fingers. Some people don't. Maybe an FN pistol might be better for you. Maybe a European mag release. I don't know. But, being aware of all that and trying that instead of getting stuck in a rut, but continuing to evaluate is something that is fun to do. I mean, when someone has something new, I'm like, can I try that out? I'd like to see that. And then people like to show stuff. So, there was a guy shooting a Glock 26 this last weekend and it was pinching his hand. We tried to show him how to, hold it a little differently when changing the magazines and do stuff with his fingers to do that. And
right.
He said, well, I really like this gun, but it's not working for me here now. I said, well, the most important thing, and I'm not trying to convince you to buy or sell anything, is that you have to have something you're comfortable with. People buy things and they don't go to the range and shoot several hundred rounds, 500 rounds a day, 400 rounds a day, and then learn to draw and draw out of their holster a lot. Then all of a sudden they're evaluating their gear, which brings in a whole new thing. Well, I didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't think. Well, again, that's a chance on the range to do that, because in the middle of when you need it is not a good time to learn about these things. So that's why training and being observant of others is fun. It's enjoyable to me because, I learn probably more than the students I'm around. That's
yeah.
fun. Yeah.
That
always good.
Using your gear always makes you evaluate your gear. And
sure.
Sometimes that lesson you learn is sort of it's almost humiliating, isn't it?
It can be. And, you know, humility, ego can get in the way. Well, people say, well, I've been doing this forever. Okay, cool. Are you doing it well? And the thing is, you know, something we all can't stop is that we're getting older, our vision's getting worse from, you know, the day we start the show to the day we end it. So you have to continue to evaluate that maybe perhaps that 40 cal that you're shooting with the wide laser grip, you're starting to juggle that because your finger strength isn't good. Well, A, that's not safe, and B, you probably can't manipulate the gun. The humility in that is a tough one for everyone, and continuing to evaluate that is something we should all do. We have to know what our limits are, and that's an ego thing. I want to be as good as I was when I was 25. Well, I'm better at some things than I am at 25, but at others I'm not. So that has to be part of the equation to really truly be effective, I think.
Right. And that's the thing about training, though, because, like, when I was 25, I could hide behind any cover.
Yeah, exactly. And now?
Now, I can get behind cover really quick now, but if I have to move from behind cover, somebody better bring me a sandwich or something. I don't know.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, I'm going to have a water.
Yeah, sandwich and some lead for my knees and everything. I mean, because that's going to be sort of painful. Now, that's not to say that in a life and death situation, I would not react as fast as I possibly could, because I'm having the adrenaline dump and all these other things.
Adrenaline's the thing. One of the things that we tend to do on the range when we spend more time is, when you know people are pretty dialed in and you've been shooting with them for a while, is to, without touching them, because you don't want to do that, but you start putting things in their mind that might take their mind off of the front sight and the trigger press and tactics of, you know, not concealing yourself if you're working barriers or whatnot, to practice for that. And I'll put on Mary Poppins or some sort of bad 80s song or something funny just to take their mind off it, which is really, there are ways I can simulate the pressure, but it's something where, you know, they can continue to make it work. Or sometimes they use air horns, and they use them on me too, to try and take my mind off it. And it's just another way for me to focus.
Right.
On what I need to do, but also not lose my, you know, get tunnel vision. So, yeah.
Let me get you to hold right there. When we get back, we're going to segue into something that I asked him about. I am talking to Tim Knight, NRA board member, activist, trainer. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
USA Radio News.
Today at the White House, President Trump was holding a joint news conference with Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte. The president, in his opening remarks, so again, doubled down on his comments regarding our border wall and a government shutdown.
If we don't get border security after many, many years of talk within the United States, I would have no problem doing a shutdown. It's time we had proper border security. With a laughing stock of the world. We have the worst immigration laws anywhere in the world.
President Trump did say he would be willing to negotiate his plan, though, for the border wall. Senator Bernie Sanders' Medicare for All plan would boost government health spending by $32.6 trillion over 10 years, requiring historic tax hikes. The study was done by the Mercatus Center at George Mason University in Northern Virginia. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. I am talking to NRA board member Tim Knight, fresh off of a class. Now, as an NRA board member, though, I called Tim today and I asked him this question because the Parkland kids have decided to try to organize a march on the NRA. Did you go look at their GoFundMe page? Have they gotten more than the first $25?
I didn't. I looked at the article you sent me and several others, and then I went and looked at their website. The funding thing is interesting, just because when you pointed it out, it was that the thing is they aren't actually being funded that way at all. If you look at some of the groups that they're associated with now, and who actually pays those groups, again, this is only conjecture. And based on what other people and other events that have happened. But I imagine that there's a couple of billionaires that probably are at least making sure these things actually happen. That attempt at let's raise some money, GoFundMe is a pitch at grassroots, which I'm not saying they don't exist in the anti-gun movement and the anti-freedom movement, but I would say that it's not as organic as they would like to think it is. So, yeah, that's the thing. And, you know, Bill, here's the thing. They're not really marching against the NRA. What they're doing, and everyone seems to do this, is the headquarters building is filled with a lot of very intelligent people who do hard and difficult things, plan events, fund shooting programs and education for people all over the country. Yes, the political arm, ILA, is in that building, too, and it's a museum. But the NRA is its members and 6 million members all over the country. So when they're marching against that building, I don't know why people seem to think, and I'm not a spokesperson for the NRA, but why people seem to think that building is parked on some sort of reservoir of evil in Virginia, and it's some sort of symbol to them. The amazing part is that the NRA, like I just said before, is its members. We're very appreciative of the people in that building to doing the job they do, but the NRA is the fireman in Lewiston, Texas, and it is the the police officers in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and the guys, the farmers in Iowa, and the list goes on. Your listeners are those people. So they're not marching against the NRA. They're marching against the symbol they like to blame.
That's an interesting way of looking at it, because a lot of the stuff they do, all the stuff, I happen to think that whenever somebody's talking about Trump, they're actually talking about the people that voted for him, like the membership of the NRA. And so knowing this and everything, now let me ask you this, when we're talking about funding, because in the next segment, we're going to get into their demands. But as far as we're talking about funding right now, do you think, Shannon Watts, I'm surprised Shannon Watts still gets paid by Bloomberg. I don't know how many people in Moms Demand Action actually get paid besides her. But, I mean, she's never done anything. She's never moved the chains on that argument. Neither have the Parkland kids. Do you think this, and the times they are a change in Trump land, so... And like it or not, it is Trump land, and I don't know if they quite get that. What do you think their motivation is for something to spend all these resources and time and everything on something which is going to go nowhere?
Well, I understand the passion. I do. I mean, what the go nowhere part, I guess that's tough. You know, part of our culture, we threw tea in the harbor when they taxed it and said no more. I get that. I know that's part of it here. I just also... When I peruse their website and I look at some of the things they're asking for, and we'll talk to the specifics later, as you mentioned, but they're not well educated on the things that they're even saying. They don't really want to have a conversation. They want to stand in front of a building and be loud. They say, we demand. Okay, well, folks, most of the things we demand, we actually probably agree on. Nobody agrees that nobody thinks that straw purchases are a good idea. Nobody. Teaching safety. They're not actually pitching anything other than a voice to say, hey, we don't like it. And they say, well, you don't even want to have a conversation. We don't. They said, we will, it even says on their website, we will not debate the last mass shooting, but we do want to try something to prevent the next one. These are their very words on their very website. Cool. What does that mean? It doesn't mean anything other than stand outside of the side of a building and be loud. They don't actually have any goals, any plans. Teaching firearm safety, or as my friend Laura Carno said, she's pro-choice on firearms. Cool. If you don't want to have one, great. But don't tell me I can't have one. Okay. Well, these guys aren't proposing anything other than to make noise. And I don't know about you, but in the business world and in things I do, when there's a problem, I try and approach it with an idea, a thought process that I can contribute to. Okay, we need to fix this. We have a direction to go, or here's some ideas. They have no ideas. Even the language they're using makes no sense. Bill, maybe we should stand outside of Congress and demand things. Well, no, I still think you should do that, but I also think you should vote. I think you should participate in the change. I think you should, we have a primary election here in Tennessee next week. I'm going to go vote in that. I'm going to participate and help the candidates that I believe are part of that change. I'm involved in a process. I'm not yelling just at a building. Is yelling at a building or a symbol perhaps a place to start and a place to do? Yes. But you have to have more than that, and they don't have any more than that. They want to be inspired by a march. Okay, keep marching. You're not reaching who you think you want to, as you're offering them nothing. And when people figure that out, they have nothing behind that. Shannon Watson had nothing behind her ears. Let's talk about gun safety. And they try and diffuse people saying, like, oh, cool, we believe in the Second Amendment, too. Moms demanded that. And then you have to stop them and say, okay, cool, which part? And then you stump them. They're like, well, our talking points don't go any further than that. Try and pull us off our horse or off balance because they want to agree with us. Oh, I didn't expect you to say that. Well, okay, which one of those 27 words? Where do you dig in here? What do you mean by this and by that? In the Second Amendment. I can't answer it. They don't know. It's not in their talking points. And again, I understand the passion. I'm not going to tell somebody who's been through a tragedy that they shouldn't have a voice. I'm saying if you're going to have a voice, make sure your voice is leading to something that's realistic, that can happen, that you can lead people to something, as opposed to yelling at a building and having nothing else to it. And then you wonder who's paying, because it's just a voice, it's nothing else.
Right.
So, you know, when we did the recalls in Colorado in 2013, someone didn't give us a roadmap. We had to figure it out.
Right.
We knew where we wanted to go, and that was great, but we had to have a mission. You know, we had to have an objective. We tried, as citizens of Colorado at that time when I lived there, to go to Capitol, testify. Well, that didn't work. Okay, what was next? And even though it was implausible, not likely to happen, we did it, and we tried. We didn't think we'd be successful, but eventually we were. We had a plan. There's no plan here.
Yeah. I guess we'll see how that goes and everything as time goes on. But coming up next, we're going to be discussing their demands, which are pretty cookie cutter, but I mean, they still have to be discussed, and get it from Mr. Knight. Although, if you want to make him happy, go join the NRA.
Oh, and also vote. Vote in your state primaries.
Vote in your state primaries. Oh yeah, that's one thing that that's one thing he does. He wants everybody to vote, and he wants everybody to be a member of the NRA. But voting, if you have to do one, voting, would that be the one?
That would be the one. That would be the one. Yeah. It matters so much.
People say, well, very powerful when you vote. Yeah. It's a very powerful thing. Tim Knight is one day we're going to be coming to you about some other stuff Tim Knight is, because I know what his plans are. We're not going to discuss them now because I'm not allowed. But that's coming. That is most certainly coming. We will be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, Dave, you in for golf this weekend?
I can't. I promised I'd find a plumber to fix a sink and a painter to paint
it. Just use Angie's List.
Doesn't that cost money?
Not at all. It's free to find pros in your area who can do the work. You can even read ratings and reviews from other customers.
What about roofing pros?
Angie's List has pros for everything. And to save time, they'll even match you to the best pros for the job.
Oh, that's awesome. Looks like I'll be able to play after all.
Find the best pros for your next project at AngiesList.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 on the radio studio. This is Walking Lows. Talking to Tim Knight. We've been discussing the Parkland children. I guess school's out now, so they're about to go on the road with a list of demands. They're going to march on the NRA, which I don't even know what the NRA building looks like. How are they going to find it?
they did look it up. They filed for a permit.
Okay.
They even have a disclosure at the bottom of their page by choosing to attend this event, you are committing to participate in a non-violence in accordance with the law. And basically, if you step out of that, they're not doing it. So they've thrown their disclaimer up already. So
right.
I very much hope that they stick to that because law enforcement will be there and doing their job.
Well, let's talk about what they want to see. First thing, of course, is for some reason I've got my own thoughts on why they want it, but they want universal background checks. They want it based upon the fact that they think that there's some loophole by which all crime happens.
Right. Exactly. The myth of the universal background check and a lot of the data they're getting is the raw data that most people are drawing from is around 1994 when pollsters were asking questions and asking people, how are you getting your firearms? Anyone who wants to get out the timeline of when things were happening, that was right around when we had the so-called first assault weapons ban. People are going to probably answer questions like, do you have a gun in the house? I'm not answering that question. A lot of that survey data and the way they collected it was wrong. People say, well, the sales of independently sold firearms is probably up to 40%. And they got that number because people wouldn't answer the question.
Someone
called me up and asked that question. I wouldn't answer it either. So.
Also with that particular one you're talking about, two of the years that they mentioned in the sales data they were looking at the time.
Yeah.
They didn't have the background check in force yet.
Correct.
And yep. I think their sample was like 235 people, which, that's an afternoon at Walmart. How do you get a good sample out of that small? And where was it? Where was the sample? So it's not a.
I believe it was a phone call sample from a polling company in Pennsylvania who had very little experience with even doing phone call samples.
And even they have disavowed that particular study, right?
Exactly, they have. Yeah. So this whole universal background check. The thing is that. What people are attempting to do is ignore, and I say it this way, ignore the actual fact of where criminals are getting firearms. It's already illegal to do the things that they're proposing. So this is shifting it to put more of a burden on legal gun owners, people who've done nothing wrong, and ignore right. the fact of where criminals are actually getting firearms. Because this isn't going to say the word universal and putting a cool word in front of it. A lot of states, I think it's 38 states are actually submitting all their data to NICS. So the states have a long way to go before you can even get to, I guess, a more complete background check, let alone this universal background check, which is a fallacy. So we have a lot of work to go in doing this. And universal background checks don't keep firearms out of felons' hands. Never have and never will. Now, failed NICS checks, which is sometimes in people's data, more often than not, those aren't even followed up. If you fail a NICS check, more often than not, nobody ever comes and knocks on your door and says, you know, why'd you fail that NICS check? You know, the appeal to the process, but that's a whole separate conversation. But it is now anyways. There isn't a formal appeals process. You have to get an attorney to fix it. But yeah. A lot of those are nonviolent things, things reported incorrectly. Even the 1% of those that fail are even the large – that small percentage, even most of those are errors. So – I know. I call their bluff on that. You know, do your homework, guys. You don't understand what you're talking about.
Then they, this is a thing that interests me the most, funding for the CDC. Now, the CDC has studied this twice, okay? They studied it. They did a parallel study to Gary Kleck's study back when Gary Kleck first came out with his study in the 90s. And it paralleled Kleck's study, and they never let go of the data. And then in 2013, they did it again and found the same thing. It's not 2.5 million. It may be 3 million defensive gun uses per year. So, yes, they have right. looked at it. They have looked at – the CDC has studied this. And why, you know, this whole little argument that the CDC doesn't get funding, no, they just don't – they can't be an advocate. No government.
They're making it political. They'll put people on the study who want a result, and that's what they're finding out that's happening, and that's why they did that, passing that. You know, you don't get to use the CDC. The CDC was not designed for politics. If you guys want to do your own supposed research, usually it's got lots of holes in it, and they're trying to add legitimacy by saying the CDC did it. Well, even the people who were doing the study were found to be flawed. In their thought process, and they wanted a result too, and they couldn't even get their result. They wanted a result though. So that's all been debunked. You know, fund it like we're some sort of, it is a disease, and they're using the Center for Disease Control did research. Okay, that right. sounds really cool. It's like universal background check.
Sure.
Except the result has been the same, even though they tried to politicize it. So, no, I call on that too. Look, you guys are looking for a result with a fan. Not going to get it, unless you're fudging the math. So stop.
Then they want
asking for something that's not right.
Yeah, they want to rescind the Dickey Amendment, which I don't even know if they understand. Which the Dickey Amendment, all the Dickey Amendment says, it doesn't say that they can't study gun violence. They cannot advocate for gun control.
Correct.
Which they've had studies come out twice. They didn't advocate for gun control already. So plus, I don't know if they understand how hard it is to get any sort of law repealed in D.C. town. They want another high-capacity magazine ban, which always seems to be one of the – they think it's a low-hanging fruit, and they're not even happening in California now.
No. The Ninth Circuit Court has been surprising everyone in its, you know, actual understanding of the Constitution and creating enough varying opinions that it's looking like a lot of these things are going to move up to the Supreme Court with the circuits bouncing off in different opinions. But – Different conversation. You should probably have that with legal folks. But yeah, and then their assault weapons ban, which you know has been debunked, and then you know their last demand on the list, which is reduce gun violence in poor communities. Gosh, you know I don't know who doesn't really want that. I don't. I've yet to find that person. And, you know, Maj Ture does his thing where he goes into communities and actually teaches people gun safety. Sure. And they say, well, you know, why are you doing that? He says, well, I don't want anyone to get hurt. Actually teaching them the gun violence. Again, this is saying words that sound good but doing nothing about it. They want the NRA to reduce gun violence for communities. Well, the NRA would love for there to be no gun violence. We don't want it. Nobody does want it. This is something where we can all make a difference in funding groups and people who go in and teach gun safety and other things and other encouraging things and work within the community. These things are there now. Why not support those things and those groups now that are doing those things, like Maj Ture doing his thing where he goes into a city and people go, well, you don't look like we think you're supposed to look. He's like, I don't care. I'm just here to tell you, you know, what I think you should know. And you can either like it or not like it, but here I am and here's my message. He's quite effective at it. And, he's opening a lot of eyes and he's doing his own thing, which is rather impressive. So these things are out there. So their list is, to me, Bill, seems like it's just a list borrowed from some other group.
Well, and one thing to do, we got about a minute and 20 seconds. One thing they do is they admit that suicide is the biggest portion of gun death in the United States, but they're going after everything to stop the ultra-rare rampage shooting in a school.
Sure. And nobody wants A or B. I'm not interested in either. And, you know, why are we not supporting our veterans? That number is a tragic number every day. You have people living in our streets. Should we not have school resource officers, armed teachers? They would, you know, what all of this really comes down to is that some people are looking to do something, anything to change the way it is, whether it's army teachers and doing that or other people who are just saying, let's just be louder. Let's just keep turning up the volume and throwing the same stuff at the wall. You're not actually changing anything, folks. So gun owners, stick with it. Understand that you can and make a difference. Go out there and vote, but read through these list of demands. They're not asking for anything they haven't asked for 20 years, which changes nothing. But you, right, by voting for people and making a difference in your local community and helping people out who are doing great programs like Maj Ture and others, do it, because that's where the rubber really meets the road.
There you go. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Thank you for having me, Bill. Always a pleasure.
Sir. All right. Coming up next, hour number 3 is inbound. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant. After a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.